Chuck Crew all season long on WTMJ. It's Brewers Extra Innings. Now, live from American Family Field, here's your host, Dominic Catronio.
Man, just ran out of innings. Just had them right where we wanted them. So close. Gosh, just needed a few more outs to play with, and maybe this could have been a different story. Being sarcastic, of course. 15-3 the final. The Yankees dominate the Brewers today. Look, when you play 162 of them, there's going to be some clunkers in there. Tonight was one of the first real bona fide clunkers. Owen Miller pitched the last two innings. Jose Trevino had the ninth for the Yankees. This isn't much to talk about in this one, quite frankly. I'm Dominic Catronio. We can sit here and commiserate and say the sky is falling. I want to do a different view of it. It's going to be a short show tonight, obviously, folks, if you're listening live. We are going to talk about some of the details of the game. We're not going to overreact to a singular game in itself. All of that being said, let's be real. That game was no fun to watch. That was not the day. I felt bad for 42,000 fans. You're like, all right, got this awesome Brew Crew Tumblr. Yankees are in town. Superstar battle. Like, and then the first inning, quite frankly, the first inning was a lot of fun. I mean, yes, Joe Ross struggled with his command in the first inning, and he gave up the three-run homer to Alex Verdugo, but Breece Hoskins responding in the bottom of the first inning, like, okay, avoided the shutdown inning. I was like starting to think, okay, well, maybe that'll help Ross really settled in after the home run to Verdugo, and they're like, okay, you avoided the shutdown inning. That's what anybody ever asks whenever you give up runs in the top of a first inning. Like, hey, just get some traffic, get something going. And that was quickly dashed the second time through the order. Joe Ross didn't have his A stuff, to say the least. Listening a little bit to Pat Murphy about what he was, you know, seeing from Joe Ross, like, there was a little bit of concern about him shifting to that fifth day, to that now traditional starter rotation. Remember, he did not pass 90 pitches this year. He went way past it because they had to get length out of him today. And he did not have fastball command in the slightest today. And he would tell you the same thing. And then what the Yankees started doing, they started to lay off the fastball and started to attack changeups, started to attack sliders, and that's what we saw from this one. 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620, looking through the texts here. On the bright side, I got a pretty cool Brew Crew City Connect Tumblr, though. That one from David in Superior. Thanks for making it down here, David. Is this what rock bottom looks like? Come on, David. No, no, no. This team can play with only the cards they're dealt, flush it, and move on to tomorrow. Made a rough first game of the season for me. Yeah, that's tough. I'm sorry, David, for driving down for all that. That's it's no big deal. Hey, at least we had a roof, and you knew you were going to play. We actually do have Brian on the line, Brian and Tosa. You're always listening, my friend. You're live here on Brewers Extra Innings.
Well, thanks for taking my call, as always. You flush it, but did I not predict in my text last night that Rodon was going to shut us down? I mean, it helped that they were up 6-7-1, so, I mean, it wasn't very stressful. But we don't work left-handers. Counts. Their pitch counts are 6th or 7th inning. They're not even approaching 100 pitches. We got to make these guys work. I mean, that's what the Yankees did with Ross. He didn't have it, so they did not swing at things. They made him throw the pitches, and when he threw the pitches, in a lot of cases tonight, they tattooed him. So our danger here is now we lost Miley. We got Ray and Freddie, and the rest three, it's almost back to like the Braves when it was Spahn and somebody and 3 days of rain you hope for or something, although we have a roof, so that isn't going to happen. But otherwise, yeah, it's just one you flush. You come back tomorrow. But I saw this coming, not to the 15-3, but I knew Rodon was going to shut us down, and he did.
Yeah, well, just the counter there, Brian. Thank you for the call, as always. Just the counter. I mean, I'm looking at a lot of 0-2 counts here. I'm looking at a lot of 1-1 battles being won by Rodon to make it 1-2. The Brewers just never had count leverage tonight. And aside from the first inning, he fell behind a couple.
I'm looking at a lot of 1-1 battles being won by Rodon
here,
to make it 1-2.
Brian, if you're still online, you got to turn down your radio. But we'll go ahead. We'll continue off with you, Brian. But That I just saw a guy that was effective, and yes, the Brewers have had long documented struggles against left-handed starters. That makes no excuse, obviously. But what I see, you know, I'm looking through my scorebook here right now, a couple of 3-0 counts that ended up in outs, and I think those are the big difference makers, right? Perkins had 3-0 after the homer. He ended up striking out in the first inning, had 3-0 on Hoskins in the fourth inning, took a strike, and then ended up flying out, and then there was no mojo the rest of the game for the Brewers. There can be both can be true. You can fail to work counts because a guy is being effective, and I think Carlos Rodon, he's been great all year, and they paid him a big sum of money. He's healthy, talking to some folks with the Yankees, and he was ready to go. And it's funny, you look at this lineup, all right-handers today, obviously. Yelly would have been in there, but, you know, how much of a difference would Yelly have made? How much of a difference would Bryce Turang have made? I don't want to say so. And yes, you're right, Brian, about the 6-7 runs. Cushion certainly makes things easier, and you kind of really take the air out of the stadium quickly. But you're right. We flush it. We move on. I thought as ineffective as Ross was tonight, Rodon was effective, if that makes sense. You know, as poor of a fastball command day that Ross had, it was a great fastball command day for Rodon. In fact, of the 50 fastballs he threw today, 71% of them were strikes. And that's not even including the slider and how great that pitch looked today. That's his bread and butter, right? He got 7 whiffs on the slider today. The reason you get whiffs on a slider is because the fastball is competing in the zone. So I tip my cap to Rodon. Is there anything to be proud of tonight from the Brewers? Not really, but cool. You get right back after it and talk about it tomorrow. Take our first break of the program. Going to be a short one tonight. Stay with us here on 620 WTMJ. Welcome back. I'm Dominic Catronio. 15-3 the final tonight. The Yankees win, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on the game itself. Talked a lot about the starting pitching in this one in the last segment. This text coming in from Doug. Amazing game last night. Sleeper tonight. That's baseball. It's not that concerning, but these pitching injuries are going to need help soon. I agree entirely. In case you missed it, Wade Miley's out for the year with Tommy John surgery. Joe Ross had a clunker on his first time going through on 5 days, you know, on the fifth day, 4 days rest. Tomorrow we'll see Tobias Myers on 4 days, and then we'll see Bryce Wilson, I imagine, on Monday. And then it's a decision on Tuesday. Do you have Freddy Peralta go on Tuesday, or do you give him an extra day and have him go on Wednesday and have, like, maybe a Jansen Junk start on Tuesday against the Rays? These are all questions to be asked by the Brewers. Obviously, they had to move Jared Koenig down to AAA after last night's game to make room for Jansen Junk on the big league roster because they need an arm. And, you know, I thought it was actually a kind of smart move by Pat Murphy. He brought in Junk, got an inning. He was always planning on getting a position player for the last two frames. So now, Junk's not unavailable tomorrow if need be. I imagine, also, Junk could be available, like I said, for a hypothetical start on Tuesday. So that's something that is being talked about right now in the Brewers front office and in the clubhouse. Of like, okay, do we want Freddie to be on that fifth-day rotation? If not, Junk probably will start on Tuesday, and then Freddie will go on Wednesday on the fifth day. And that changes things down the line as well, with the off day coming up on Thursday. But we know Freddie will pitch again on this homestand. 15-3 tonight. Judge hit a home run. Verdugo hit a home run. Stanton hit a home run off of Owen Miller. Really feel bad for his ERA. Also, the thing I'm most mad about is that all of today, you know, with Thiago struggling in the sixth and Miller having to come in and pitch as well, all the bullpen notes that we've been doing are going to be skewed. They're going to have an outlier in there. And all the great numbers that we've been saying here on the program, those are kind of ruined for a little bit until this kind of gets taken off the record. I think there should be a way to work around that. Maybe I'll have to do some math or some coding to figure out a way to exclude today's bullpen game because, look, Thiago hasn't pitched many innings with the lead. And obviously Owen Miller was his first career pitching appearance. So we're not going to overreact to this one. But, again, it's a silver lining, to use a cliche, that, okay, the only guys you needed to use out of the bullpen were Thiago and Jansen Junk. You gave a day to Yoel, who needed it. You gave a day to Peguero, who really needed it. You gave a day to Abner, and Abner was in case of emergency last night. He would have had the 12th inning if they went there. They obviously didn't. And in the words of Pat Murphy and kind of, you know, innuendo of baseball terms of, you know, getting dry bleeped, you know, and just, that's the thing. When you get hot, when you get loose in the bullpen, you know, and never get into the game, those arms, those pitches count in your tally. It's like, well, I got hot, ready to go, got the adrenaline flowing, and then, oh, I'm not getting in the game. That happens. So they're mindful of all that stuff. So the fact that they gave everybody a day off, and it was clear in the fourth inning, all right, everyone's getting a day off today, that can be a small silver lining. Want to remind you that Brewers Extra Innings all season long is brought to you in part by by Fifth Third Bank. With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit it out of the park. They've been serving businesses in the area for nearly 15 years, offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities. It's all going to help your business succeed. This is commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, member FDIC. I'm going to challenge myself here. I'm going to find three positives from this game. That's coming up next. Brewers fall 15-3 to the Yankees. Rubber game coming tomorrow. Stay with us, 620 WTMJ. Thanks, Wyatt. Welcome back. Dom Catronio here. All right, 15-3. So, Dom, you lose by 12. What on earth happened that was positive in today's game? Number one, Rhys Hoskins. Going yard, middle fastball. You know, I talked to Rhys earlier this week in the clubhouse. Hey, you know, are you close? What do you feel? What are you seeing? You know, like hanging breaking balls, he's swinging at them, but he's fouling them off. And then he's generally selling out for the fastball. And the fastball is where he's really made his money over the last couple of years, being able to ambush fastballs and attack that pitch. He says, just a few more check boxes here. I'm feeling really good right now. Just waiting on the results to start popping off. So him hit a no-doubter to left field in the first inning, which at the time felt like, okay, here we go. Slugfest once again, part two. Let's have some fun. And obviously didn't end up like that. So that's positive number one in a 15-3 loss. Positive number two. This is a little bit of a low-hanging fruit. Jackson Churio got a knock today. Eighth inning. Hit a double down the right field line, made contact twice, had a fly out to right, hit a line drive double down the right field line on a fastball. I know he struck out earlier against Rodon, but I enjoyed that. He's going through it, man. He is going through it. And with no clear sign that Yelich is close, he's going to keep getting reps. Absolutely going to keep getting reps. Finally, our third positive. I've already talked about the bullpen, so I want to go to a different direction here. Our third positive is that you didn't lose as bad as the Cubs. That's it. Cubs lost 17-0 tonight to the Red Sox down at Fenway. So, not a good day for the leaders of the Central, both of them losing by big against, of course, the AL East rivals. Kind of ironic that ended up working out like that. They lost 17-0. Brewers lost 15-3. We are going to look ahead at tomorrow. That's going to come up next. Look at tomorrow's pitching matchup. Tomorrow's a new day. The sun comes up in a few hours, and we'll talk about that. Pat Murphy a little bit later on as well. Stay with us, 620 WTMJ. Back at it tomorrow. Rubber game, though, so flush this one. Get ready to go for tomorrow. It'll be a very, very fun game and a good pitching matchup. Marcus Stroman, who's been great, watched him throw his side today. Stroman 2-1, 2.93 ERA. He has had the Brewers number over the years. Against Tobias Myers, making his first home start. He's going to have quite an order, facing Soto and Judge and Rizzo and Verdugo, as hot as they are for the rookie, making his second big league start. Just taking a peek real quick at Stroman's career splits against the Brewers specifically. As I'm pulling up his baseball reference right now. But as we know, sinker ball, splitter, he mixes and he's got a little bit of velo in the tank still. It's ironic that he's with the Yankees now after being with the Mets briefly and had previously said he would never be a Yankee, but, you know, water under the bridge after him and Brian Cashman had got into it in the past. But it is what it is. Stroman's still a very good major league veteran at this point in his career. Looking at his career against the Brew Crew, of course, many years with the Cubs, he's gone 3-1 in his career in 7 career starts, 2.58 ERA. Doesn't strike out the world. He'll walk guys, too. 45 innings, 20 walks, 36 strikeouts, so less than 9 strikeouts per 9. But the whip is sub-1, 0.971. He is going to be a very tough opponent for the Brewers. Again, Myers going, the right-handed rookie, going for the Brew Crew. 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. If you are hanging out and commiserating with us, I want to remind you that Satter Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical is your one-stop spot for everything you need. Also, right now, they've got $1,500 off Central Air Systems. That runs through June 15th. So don't wait. Schedule your appointment today at Satter, SEIDER.com. Satter Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Again, at Satter.com. We do have another caller. Vince from Sussex. You're live here on Brewers Extra Innings.
Hi, good evening. I just don't get it, and this is what makes me frustrated with Mark Antanasio and the Brewers front office. The pitching staff is devastated. What is wrong with picking up Trevor Bauer?
A lot of things. There are a lot of things wrong with picking up Trevor Bauer. For one, you don't know what kind of guy you're getting coming over from Japan. Number two, you don't know how much he's been doing on the side. I know he's got the YouTube channel and everything. It's not going to be like snap your fingers and he's here, good to go. And number three, everything else with the media circus that comes with that, with the clubhouse impact that comes with that. There is a lot of things. Every single team is asking themselves the question, do we want Trevor Bauer? And it doesn't strike me as a Brewers-type move. Are there other guys? I've seen the Greinke stuff. I've seen the Rich Hill stuff. I've seen that sort of thing. When does it become a detriment? Just because a guy is available doesn't mean he's going to be great, right? Because then it becomes, why couldn't we get this guy? If the guy fails, why can't we get that guy? This is not a snap your fingers and he's going to be Cy Young Trevor Bauer from 2020 with the Reds. It's just not going to be that way. And I kind of feel like Nick Saban on Twitter sometimes, and I'm sorry to take this out on you, Vince, but where they kept asking about some player or some sort of scheme, and he finally lost his temper. He's like, so quit asking. That's kind of how I feel a little bit about Trevor Bauer. I don't mean it, like, seriously. I just don't think the Brewers are going to do it. It's not an Adonasio thing, too. I think that's a Brewers front office ideal, that the Brewers ideal, that sort of thing. I just don't. I've never met Trevor Bauer. I shouldn't be saying I know him as a human, but let's look ourselves in the mirror here for a second. Let's be honest. Like, do you want to be defending Trevor Bauer right now? I don't know if I'm ready to do that, and I don't think the Brewers want to be in that position. That's all. That's how I see that.
Well, I'm glad I got to say something.
Thanks for calling in, Vince. Appreciate your honesty. That's all. I mean, somebody will do it. I just don't think the Brewers will do it. I really don't. And they feel confident in Tobias Myers. Maybe Junis will go into the bullpen. We will see Robert Gasser soon as well. So you will have four traditional starters, right? You will have Freddie. You will have Ray. You will have Gasser. You will have Ross. Then you can kind of mix and match that fifth spot, whether it's Junk, whether it's Bryce Wilson, whether it's a hybrid day with Junis and with Ashby. Maybe you go make a trade. Maybe you go get Paul Blackburn from the A's. Maybe you go get Jesus Luzardo from the Marlins. Maybe you go get Cole Irvin from the Orioles. There are guys on expiring deals that maybe plug and play, figure it out. But there is reinforcements coming. There is a feeling that the Brewers have a few guys that they are big fans of. So let's let it play out. It's only April. Take a breather and come back with more. Appreciate the call, Vince. Stay with us, WTMJ.
Hey, WTMJ's John Merck here. I've got a great idea. Don't cook and clean this weekend. Relax with a free dinner at the historic Fox and Hounds Supper Club. I love the Fox and Hounds. I was just there. One of the most unique and affordable dining destinations in the state. Check this out. When you buy one dinner, your second dinner is free. Enjoy your favorite steaks, seafood, ribs. I love the pasta dishes. How about the amazing pan-fried walleye? Anything on the menu, your second dinner is free, even on the weekend. Desserts and ice cream drinks, they're fantastic, and they're buy one, get one free. Sip on a hand-muddled old-fashioned, a Manhattan. Choose from over 100 wines in one of the 8 elegant dining rooms, ice-cold tap beer. I highly recommend the award-winning Sunday brunch. It's all you care to eat. Kids and grandkids under 3, eat free. The Fox and Hounds, just off Highway 167, near the famous Holy Hill Shrine. The drive through the Kettle Moraine Forest is a Wisconsin must-see. Visit foxandhoundsrestaurant.com and enjoy your free dinner this weekend.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Susan Hiller from Hiller Ford, back with another reason to buy your next Ford from Hiller Ford. This month, Hiller is offering 1.9% 66-month flex-buy financing on all 2023 F-150s. This includes factory bonus cash of $3,000. Now that's a great deal. And just for coming in for a test drive, you get Girl Scout cookies. Stop in today, check out all the great deals, get some cookies, and find out why so many people love to buy from Hiller Ford.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
All right, welcome back. Dom Catronio with you. Heard enough from me. How about a little bit from Pat Murphy with a little bit of light humor and a little bit of analysis after what happened tonight? Brewers lose 15-3 to the Yankees. Here's the manager, Pat Murphy.
Certainly wasn't himself as well as he's pitched the first four times. But he hung in there and gave us, you know, five innings and wasn't perfect. But, it's going to happen, I guess, you know. But I still thought there was some positives in there, and I'm going to look for that. 26 games in, it's the first time we've been beaten like that. We haven't had the winning run at the plate in the ninth inning for 26 games. So give these guys credit. They were, they were very, very good for 26 games. You know, and or for 25 games tonight, things snowballed against us, and Joe wasn't his best, but we weren't our best either. Maybe if we got in the game sooner, maybe we could have, maybe it would have brightened things up a little bit. But we didn't. Credit goes to their team, their offense, and the kid that pitched. Did a great job.
Yeah, Rodon came in. He had been pitching really well too. I mean, when he's on, he's tough to hit.
Yeah, I thought he was. He obviously was tough to see. We chased a lot of pitches below the zone. That was kind of unusual for us. So I'm going to give him the credit for that.
Five strikeouts and 12 swings and misses for Ross still, even amid some of the negative there. Do you think that when he was executing pitches, the stuff was still good?
He did some good things, you know, but when you don't have fastball command, he didn't have his two-seam, he went to more four-seam, it's kind of not his gig, you know what I mean, early in the count, that type of thing. So I feel like Joe still did good things. I still have tremendous belief in him, and I think he's proven. He also got his pitch count up to 95 or something like that. I think that's another positive. So games like this, I'm just not going to make it more than it is. We lost the game. There's things to work on. There's plenty of things that revealed themselves. But I'm going to look for the positive. I'm really thankful that I'm around a bunch of guys that wanted to compete the way they do, and we've proven it. But we're going to have a game like this.
Yeah, it's no big deal at all. It happens. Always see the positive side of life, right? You may be sick of my optimism by the end of the year, but I'm going to be optimistic. Take a breather. Take our last break. Come back. Wrap up the show after this.
Doesn't it seem like you never have anything to wear? That's why I shop St. Vincent de Paul thrift stores. Whether it's a designer top, jeans, an adorable skirt, or cute accessories, I always seem to find something I like. And at prices I love. Gently used women's clothing and accessories for far less than you thought possible. At St. Vincent de Paul thrift stores on Highway 100 in Layton and Greenfield and 23rd in Lincoln in Milwaukee.
You're gonna love it, St. Vincent de Paul.
Is your business looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Fifth Third Bank has been looking forward to the future and helping businesses shape what's next for 165 years and for the last 15 here in Milwaukee. They offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making capabilities, and extensive experience to help navigate the complexities of a constantly changing business market environment. With your business in mind, commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals, member FDIC.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
All right, I got about a minute left here. Again, Stroman versus Myers tomorrow. It's a rubber game, man. It's, you flush it, it's only worth one loss. It's no big deal. Move on tomorrow. I'm excited for tomorrow because you're going to face a guy that's had your number. You can flush today's disappointment pretty quickly. You'll have some of the regulars back in there, Frelick and Terang, as well. And then I look at this as maybe a growing up moment. Remember how young this team is with Ortiz and with Dunn and with Terang and with Frelick and with so many sophomores and rookies and Churio and Contreras. Like, it's still a very young team. Tomorrow could be a day that, you know, to use a boxing analogy like Pat Murphy would always enjoy, you know, round one, you just got, you had a great battle and it was tight, but then round two, you got popped in the nose a few times, maybe you got knocked down, and now all of a sudden the judges are thinking, oh man, this guy might be wobbly. Round three, come out there and reassert dominance, and boom, you've got the advantage and go from there. That's what the Brewers are going to have to try to do tomorrow against a tough foe in Marcus Stroman and the New York Yankees. That's going to do it for us here tonight. My thanks to Tim Shea, our producer. Thanks to everyone who reached out. Back at it tomorrow. I'm Dominic Catronio. Until next time, keep on swinging.